When Gary took his new job, he was friendly to everyone. He made it a point to know everyone in his department. But after a few weeks, things changed. His ego and ambition clearly came first. He talked to and worked with the, quote, right people. His friends were only those who would benefit his reputation. Gary is ambitious. He's the kind of man who can get ahead any way he can. He is pleasant when it serves his purposes and indifferent when he's not served. Gary's ambition is obvious. But we can see ambition in more subtle ways, too. In the factory worker who is trying to be foreman, the Christian who always has to run the committee, the wife who pushes her husband to gain status, the father who tries to achieve success vicariously by pushing his children to succeed. On the other hand, we've also seen this fellow, Joe Ambitionless. His house and yard are a mess. He watches TV by the hour and never initiates family activities. He never chooses to take responsibility. And we don't like him either. So how much ambition is right? Too much leads to self-promotion. Too little demonstrates laziness. How much ambition does God want us to have? Ambition itself is neither good nor bad. It's part of our nature, like hunger, desire, or love. But hunger can become gluttony, desire can become craving, and love can become lust. And ambition can become selfishness and pride. Like any normal drive, ambition can be misdirected. The Bible does not condemn ambition, but it condemns wrong motives for ambition, such as selfishness, pride, or greed. Scripture encourages us to have godly ambition. 1 Thessalonians 4:11 says, "Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life." Jesus in Mark 9:35 said, "If anyone wants to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all." Colossians 3:23 and 24 gives the working person a healthy view of ambition. It says, "Whatever you do, do your work heartily as for the Lord rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve." Our only legitimate ambition is to serve Christ. If serving Christ is our motive, then promotions, raises, and recognition of our work are in God's hands. And if we work diligently and honestly as a witness to those around us, God will bless our life and work. May we always remember that our true ambition is to serve Christ. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, this is Jerry White.